Welcome back to Bullshit Creepypasta Storytime, the segment where it sure is spooky out with the finger puppets and the ghosts and whatnot. I'm terrified. I'm so terrified that, you know, let's just get over this preamble and hop right into it, because I'm too scared. So today, I'm going to tell you the story, okay? Of Animal Crossing, Animal Hell. It's a very creative name. I'm impressed. Looking back, I should have seen this coming. I should have known. I'll start at the beginning. I was hoping you would start, like, midway through. But okay. I got a copy of the new Animal Crossing New Leaf. It's new, by the way. I played the other Nintendo DS game, Animal Crossing Wild World, and loved it. I thought New Leaf was 3DS. So, they can't both be DS games, author. Right? But anyways, you loved it, whatever. I had my favorites, like anyone. Bones and Kiki. Alright, so when I got word a new Animal Crossing was coming out, I was very excited. Unfortunately, I couldn't get a copy as soon as it came out, and had to wait. Well, by stroke of pure luck, I found a copy. Well, I can't see how this is gonna go wrong. It looked pretty normal as far as I knew, which wasn't much. The only thing different is instead of the normal gold writing on the cartridge, it was black. Oh, may as well have been red and black while you're at it. But I simply thought someone had darkened the letters so they would know their copy from a sibling's or something. You know, some crazy person. It didn't shook me. It didn't shock me. God, I'm so shook and shocked. I don't even know how to pronounce words. But it didn't do either of those things to me at all. As soon as I got home, I popped it in my 3DS and was excited to play. Right from the start, I should have known something was wrong. The normal Animal Crossing leaf I should have seen on the bottom screen was not the normal green I know. And, no is spelt without that fucking K. So, oh wait, no, that was right. Right from the start, I should have known something was wrong. The normal Animal Crossing leaf I should have had seen at the bottom of the screen was not the normal green. I now, and in parentheses, after writing this, qualifies as writing somehow, found out it should have been. It was solid black. Oh no! And dripping blood. Leaves don't do that. I think. I thought, this can't be real. It's like that story I read about Noodle the dog from Nintendogs, but stuff like that is not real. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was an exclamation point. It's just another L. Never mind. When I looked at my top screen, Isabella was not running around the little island like she should have been in her happy yellow fashion. Instead, she was a zombie-looking dog just standing there in the middle, shaking her head. Her eyes were black, oh, color, and empty-looking. I thought it was just a glitch. Yuri of Wind started slapping the author repeatedly. Nothing more, though. It's nothing more than a glitch. Yep, I pressed A to start the game like normal. Everything's normal. Wait, how would you know? When the game started, it gave me the options. Like, you know, normal, continue, new save file, spot pass, and update data. I noticed something off. So it was not, in fact, normal. Don't fucking lie to me. It was not playing happy music like I came to know and somewhat love from Animal Crossing. Somewhat love. All the music is happy music. If you don't love that, what are you doing? Instead, it had an eerie sound to it. I then noticed the sky was not blue at all. Oh god, well, I can't imagine what color it could be. I'm gonna guess, red? Let's see, it was blood red. See? Oh, and this is black rain. It was falling. And, by this point, I was intrigued. Oh, I hate you so much. And decided to see what other person's town looked like before I started my own. It was then that the English language failed me. I didn't know what to do. So, I knocked something over. Inside baseball. And then, I selected continue from the options. I'm just going to leave it in. This was the biggest mistake of my life. I should have never knocked that over. I'm so ashamed. When the list of names popped up, A little odd that the only name available was Whiskey. I'm gonna get wasted. Because that was a nickname I used on a lot of the games, but though nothing of it, should probably be thought, but whatever, though nothing of it, you know? No big deal, really. I figured so did they, because everyone's doing it. When the loading screen where Isabella prepares your town comes up, she was more morbid than she was at first. Her once black hollow eyes were now just holes. Empty black holes. Did I mention what color they were? And also, let me throw in the color red, and this one's really gonna throw you off. Empty black red holes. But Dots, her flesh was rotting. Sure it was. And falling off. Oh, God. And her dialogue was off. So would yours. Let's see you become a zombie and see how your dialogue goes. She said, "Hello, Mayor Whiskey. I hit A against my better judgment." To continue her dialogue, she went on to say, "In hell, it's Wednesday, June 6th, 06. Oh, no. Sixes. The current time is 6:06 p.m. Come on, that's not a time. Oh my god, it's 6:06 already. Fucking it. Japanese time. I was a bit disturbed at this point because my clock doesn't usually work like that, and I think I might need to get a new one, and I don't want to go shopping for clocks. Also, I was a little disturbed by all I had seen, and I don't know what made me continue. I should have quit. the game right then, because I knew a time of 666 wasn't possible. My mom told me. And I didn't notice the date was also 666, which would have also been impossible. My dad told me before he left us. Because the 3DS, let alone Animal Crossing New Leaf, didn't exist in 2006. There you go. The devil doesn't exist because Animal Crossing New Leaf didn't exist in 2006. Creek bus solved. But like an idiot, you said it, I hit A again to make her continue talking. She's so good at the conversationalists. So then she said, shall we get back to slaughtering? But being a mayor is difficult. Yet, against my better judgment, I hit A. You crazy maverick, are you going to hit B? Or X or Y? Don't hit R. It gave me the options of, yes, let's spill blood and guts, or no, I won't do your dirty work, exclamation point. Well, comma, like anyone being a cat that could be killed by curiosity and a really heavy piano falling on them, I was intrigued even more at this point. So I picked, yes, let's spill blood and guts. Peter's gonna love this. Isabella then said, yes, master. Don't do that. Let me prepare your worst nightmare, the loading screen. That should have been a little trolley. Wait. I think you mean trolley. Close enough. That's not a little trolley. Or something like that. Was instead a human heart sprayed blood out of it, suspended in the air. After a few moments, my character appeared out of what looked like a cave inside of a house. She looked pretty normal. Okay. Other than she was gray in color, like she was dead. So she didn't look normal. Shut up. I then noticed that the sky was still blood red in color and black rain falling. I like how they changed it up. When she walked out from her house a ways and the black rain started to fall on her, it acted like acid on her skin. It was rotting her flesh before my very eyes. It was no more than a matter of moments before entrails hanging out of her. Such captivating writing. I got to looking at my map on the lower screen and noticed nothing but three houses in my town. This is ridiculous. I'm going to complain to Nintendo. I can't contain myself. I almost said it. But nothing like I read about online. The internet didn't exist in 2006. I was sure I should have a mayor's office, a train station, and a retail shop because I had done a lot of research on the game. I was a huge fan of Animal Crossing. I was also supposed to have train tracks I could cross to go to town, but seeing none of this. Maybe it's DLC, and or it was only available for 6 months and Nintendo took it away. You think about that? But after looking over my map and scanning the whole town, I could find none of this. I figured maybe I have to meet the neighbors and unlock this stuff. Maybe. I decided to go to the house the house closets to me. That's where everyone is. So I need to go there to find them. And, you know, when I finally did get to the house, that was closets to me. I noticed that it was not far off on the left of my house. When my character took off running, I could hear a sick, squishy sound. Icky. When I got to an animal's house, I decided to see who lived in it. To my shock and awe, it was Bones' house. Super excited, I knocked on the door and went inside. And when I went inside, nothing could prepare me for what I was about to see. It was Bones, all right. Oh, actual Bones. Aw, dip. Story isn't good. I didn't even talk to him. It would have been more entertaining if you did. How you doing? You holding together? Keep a stiff upper lip. He came my way. How? He's Bones. And I took off. Well, I guess he's zombie Bones because everyone else is a zombie. Running out of his house. I stopped just outside. I was freaking out at this point and didn't know why. I didn't just quit the game. Something about me being stupid. I don't remember. But something compelled me to continue. Slap. And I don't know why I slapped. But I did slap. I decided to go to a second house. Because that first one worked out pretty well. I bet the second one's going to go cool too. And again, I checked the sign out front. And it said Kiki's house. I was shocked that my two favorite animals were in my town. Just like before. I knocked and went inside. Always polite to knock and immediately let yourself in before anyone invites you in. A little lesson for everyone, I guess. I get all my lessons from creepypastas. I can't speak for anyone else, but... What greeted me this time was even more disturbing. She was not the black kitty I was expecting. Instead, she appeared to be skinned out. And, let's see, I was hanging, and I walked... My way, wait, when it walked my way, it made the same sick, squishy sound I did, only it left trails of blood behind. Again, I ran out. You're handling this super well. Once outside, I thought, this can't be real. This has to be fake. Stuff like this doesn't really exist. Dots. Right? Huh? Right? Well, I thought, fine. I'll try my luck at the third and final house. It was down close to the beach. I made my way to it and read the sign to see who lived in it. Instead of someone's name, it simply said, "No hope for all ye who enter this home." Go fuck yourself. Turn back now. I thought, it's just a game. How bad can it be? I was wrong! Dead wrong. I knocked on the door, and it slowly opened. It was already open, and I knocked real fucking hard. I walked inside. The floor was covered in animal parts. That's... never good. Blood and guts? No. I started to cry at this point. Because I was so scared. But I could not stop playing. Because, you know, pressing buttons is hard. Closing that screen on the DS, you know how much effort that requires? It's like a laptop, only tiny and minuscule. But suddenly... the walls started to flow blood from them. And the room was filling up with blood. And I tried to exit the house, but the best I can describe it is... a devil. That's a terrible description. That doesn't describe anything. But if not the devil appeared and said to me, "No, you were warned not to enter. Your soul is mine now." Thank God. It's going to have a happy ending. I'm so happy. The room proceeded to fill with blood. Oh no, and my character drowned in it. Oh God, I was so scared at this point, even though I'm outside the game, shaking. Then, in black letters, the message popped up, and it read, "You are now dead. You have lost your soul to Satan." Gonna say, I tried to turn my game off, but it wouldn't. Scared, I broke my 3DS in half. Well, but your soul is... Wait, you've already lost your soul. How much worse can it get? Break this fucking thing. You know how expensive that's going to be on the aftermarket? Unless it was like a shitty one from early on. Was it a new 3DS? We'll never know. He broke it. But thinking that they would fix my problem... Or the thinking that would fix my problem. Well, even if it would fix one problem and create another one. Oh, I got rid of the demons. Now I'm gonna play 3DS games. Aww. To my shock and surprise, my screen didn't go black or anything like that, like it should have. Instead, Satan's face appeared. We all know what he looks like. A silly guy with tiny horns, and with an eerie laugh, and started playing from the speaker, and a voice saying, "You were warned. Your soul is lost to Satan now." Kept repeating over and over that old jokester, and after that experience, I attempted to move on and never touch that cartridge or console ever again. So, you know, as the first story time of Spooky Finger Puppet Ghost Month, I'm going to give this one Spooky Finger Puppet Ghost Month out of 8,210. I have a very weird and strict scale, though. This is cliche as... all hell, and also the author is dumb. Compelled? I don't know why I'm compelled, but I am! I gotta do it! I need my dad to be proud of me. What's wrong with all you? I'm talking to the authors. And when I mean the authors, not the actual authors, I mean the characters. What's wrong with you? But yeah, that was stupid. And this has been Bullshit Creep Plus Story Time. Thank you for watching.